chopped off. And you put a space between that quarter and the next staccato quarter note. You gotta drive that G, this is sopranos, you guys are on the G, then first and seconds go up the octave to the G. So you wanna connect that octave. Don't put any space there. Okay, let's take it from the beginning again. And that only affects sopranos. So connect the dotted quarter to the quarter note staccato. From the top, one, two, two, two. Nice and light, that was good. Not a one-way conversation is for someone to play those parts. So if no one's going to step up to play the middle and the lower parts, then we'll just pick people in the soprano section to play all of them. And I don't have a problem with that either.
Don, do you have a copy of whatever you're talking about?
Yeah,
we don't have any notes.
It's not on the second part.
The mellophone part's on mellophone one.
Sorry, you got it started.
It's just two. It's only a couple of bars.
Yes? Look at measure 42.
Soprano 2 or soprano 3, it's on the, I believe it's on the website all. So if you go on the website, just look for, if you're playing mellophone 2 or mellophone whatever, go to the mellophone 1 part, it will be there. The same with the baritone.
Okay.
And same with the soprano 2 and 3, it'll be on the soprano 1 part. So I will take a hit for that. I could have. But I didn't want you all playing at the same time. Okay.
So hide it from all of the yellow.
Yeah, I like to do that. When it's your, deflect the blame on someone else.
Yeah, I didn't want to hang him, but yeah, he could play it. Fred, you got that part?
No.
So get it. We'll get it to you.
Is it the Barry 1 part?
Yeah, it's the Barry 1 part. Yep. Okay. So you're all off the hook.
I
7 more hours.
You ain't kidding.
We got Frank and we got Roy, so.
Yeah, but that ain't it. You know.
I don't know how Roy does it. I saw him in Indy, and he's there like at the crack of dawn. As soon as they open up the gates to Lucas Oil, I think he's the first, he and his wife are the first one in. It's like, how do you sit through 40 drum corps?
What he didn't tell you was when the gate opened, he headed right for the bandstand.
And I don't know what he paid for his seats, but I got him for nothing. I was sitting 3 rows behind him. Yeah, those wristbands go a long way. All right, let's take this one more time through this, then we'll jump to Finicky Lee, Finicky La. Because these are actually the only two new things that we're learning. Everything else we already know. Which is why I wanted to keep it somewhat moderate for the people that are coming into play for the first time. I mean, they can all sight read it if we get into it, but gave it to them now, but I want to make it a little more comfortable for them because they're probably going to need those reduced parts.
Sean, how you doing back there? All right, buddy? Nice. Sean, this is everybody. Everybody, that's Sean.
You'll be everybody soon.
Okay, one more time. Here's what I want to do. I want to do this because this is, I want to go through the whole thing air and valve. It's a good tune to do air and valve. And I'd like to hear the air moving through the instrument. One of the benefits when we're on tour doing Ear and Valve, I tell the kids, you're working harder on the percussion only reps than you are when it's all in, because you've got to move the air through the horn without that resistance. So it takes a lot more effort to do Ear and Valve. But we've also found that when we have the Met on for the whole production, the energy level is pretty good. We take the Met away and it diminishes just a bit. So with the Ear and Valve, they get the feet moving. The one complaint I had with one of the mellophone melodies was it was slowing down, and the comment was, yeah, we're doing 6 to 5. Well, 6 to 5 is it takes you 6 paces to go 5 yards. And I said, I can do 6 to 5. So don't tell me, and I have short legs. You guys can do 6 to 5. It should not be a problem. I'm tired of this section sucking. And if it keeps sucking, I'm going to start cutting people. You wouldn't believe the difference the next time they took it. It's like, wow, that was pretty cool. But the Ear and Valve plays a huge dividend over the long run, because you've got to work harder. So let's do Ear and Valve now, and you'll see the difference when we start the lips buzzing and playing it as written. You're going to see the benefits right away. So let's give it a shot. And listen to the quality of the air coming out of your horn. So it's not, because usually when you get to the end of an exercise or just before the player is going to take a breath, yes, because the tongue starts to rise. You've got to keep the tongue down. We do exercises where we purposely raise the back of the tongue as close to the roof of the mouth as possible so that they can hear the difference, not only with the air moving through their mouth, but when we start playing a constant D flat, they can hear how it gets really bright and brittle. So keep the back of the tongue down, especially when you get to the breath mark, because that's usually where things start to deteriorate. Okay, here we go.
That's good, because we did that in warm up today.
Oh, awesome.
So yeah, that's real good.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 2, 2. Yeah, that's it. Connect. Yep, good. Listen. Good. Good. And someone asked me if I see people not necessarily here, but when we do the breathing, you can't puff the cheeks. It has to be a legitimate embouchure when we breathe. Okay, it's got to be legitimate. The other thing is, if I hear notes coming out once in a while, you need a bigger aperture, okay, to prevent the lips from buzzing when we do the Ear and Valve. Okay, let's play it. See how it sounds. In the field house?
Indoor.
Well, we're not going outside anymore. Yeah. We'll start with the we'll be in the north end. So.
Just hot.
Okay, oh yeah, there it is. Yeah, I don't think anyone knows.